You've been dealing with a situation that has unfolded in several stages. It started with a clear plan, even though you faced some challenges along the way. Despite these obstacles, you've made noticeable progress, and things have been moving forward. Now let's think about where this might be heading. It seems like the situation has been moving forward steadily, with each step naturally leading to the next. However, it looks like the other person may not have handled things the way you expected. They might have taken actions or made decisions that seemed a bit off or not quite in line with what you anticipated. It's also important to realize that this person came into your life for a reason. It seems you were meant to be a positive influence or a helpful presence in their life. In this situation, you were there to support or benefit them, rather than the other way around. Understanding this could help explain why things have happened the way they have. You were meant to be a positive influence in this person's life, to bring something good to them. However, it seems they didn't handle things well. They got caught up in their own problems and emotions, focusing more on themselves rather than on your relationship. Instead of appreciating what you offered, they made everything about their own feelings and issues. It feels like life, or whatever higher power you believe in, brought you into their life for a reason. You were there to help them or bring something positive into their life. But instead of being grateful, they treated you in a way that was harsh and hurtful. Their actions and words might have felt blunt, like they were cutting you down. At times, they might have said or done things that made you feel strong, but other times, it caused you pain and confusion. This kind of behavior is like a double-edged sword. On one hand, you might have felt a strong connection with them, but on the other hand, you also felt hurt by how they treated you. It's confusing because you know you're a kind, caring, and respectful person, and it's hard to understand why they didn't treat you with the same kindness and respect that you deserved. Despite all of this, it's important to recognize that you were meant to be a blessing in their life. The two of you were brought together for a reason, and even though it may have been difficult, you were the positive force in this relationship. It's natural for you to feel grateful for having met them because of the kind of person you are. But it's clear that they were the ones who benefited most from knowing you, even if they didn't fully appreciate it. You tend to see the positive things in life as blessings. You're very appreciative, respectful, and understanding, even of the small things that touch your heart and soul. But even now, you're left wondering what went wrong. Why did you get treated the way you did? It's something that still puzzles you. Let's explore this further. The person you're thinking about has clearly been acting immaturely. It seems like life brought this person into your life so they could learn, grow, and become more mature. It was almost like a test for them, to see how much they had learned and whether they had grown up. Even though you've had interactions and communication with this person in the past, it's obvious that they're still holding on to that immaturity. They haven't fully healed or moved past it. This person also seems to have a fear of missing out. They feel like settling down or committing is too much for them right now. Because of this fear, they've been reluctant to move forward in a meaningful way. It's almost as if the universe, or whatever higher power you believe in, is disappointed with how they've handled the situation. You were brought into this person's life as a blessing, but instead of appreciating that, they hurt you. They turned their back on the opportunity you represented. And when someone turns their back on a blessing, it's not good for them in the long run. They missed out on something special, and that has its consequences. It's important to recognize that you were meant to be a positive force in their life, even if they didn't see it. Their actions have consequences, and turning away from a blessing isn't something that goes unnoticed. The key point here is that you are a very clear and significant positive influence in this person's life. You played a crucial role, and it's important to understand that you were the blessing in this situation. When you feel sad or upset about how things turned out, remind yourself of this truth: you are the blessing. It's essential to take care of yourself and affirm this to yourself. You might be feeling frustrated, but it's important to recognize that you have a deep understanding and maturity that not everyone shares. You are what some might call an old soul, meaning you have a deep wisdom and understanding that comes naturally to you. In contrast, the person you're dealing with may not recognize or appreciate things as quickly because they are less mature in some ways. They might not have the same level of awareness or life experience that you do, which makes them slower to realize the value of things, including the value of people. This isn't to say that this person is bad or terrible. They just haven't had the same experiences that have shaped you. They need more time to grow and learn, and their slower realization is simply a reflection of where they are in their journey. It takes them more time to understand what you already know and appreciate. The main point here is that the person you're thinking about is going to have an opportunity to make things right with you. The universe, or life itself, is going to give them a chance to correct their mistakes and try to improve the relationship with you. However, if they fail to do this, then life will steer you onto a new path that is ultimately better for you and will lead to even greater happiness. This person is likely to come back into your life and attempt to work things out with you. If you're not interested in reconnecting with them and are still frustrated by what happened in the past, it's okay to let go of them. You should know that if you choose to move on, your life will still head in a direction that is best for you. Someone new may enter your life, someone who is truly right for you and who will treat you well from the very beginning. It's important to remember that you are the blessing in this situation. While it's natural to feel worried or uncertain, I believe that you have a bright and happy future ahead of you. Even though it might seem hard to believe now, everything will work out for the best. If this person doesn't make things right with you, it's because life has other plans for them. Meanwhile, you will find love that is mutual, respectful, kind, caring, and fulfilling. You will experience a lot of joy and happiness in the future. On the other hand, if this person misses their chance to make things right, they may end up feeling frustrated and regretful, realizing too late that they missed out on something special with you. This person is going to try to make things right with you by reaching out and making an effort to reconnect. But no matter what path you choose, life is going to reward you. Whether you decide to give them another chance or move on, things will work out in your favor, and this person will be dealt with accordingly. It's very likely that in the future, this person will regret how they treated you. This is something you can be sure of. Right now, you might feel like your life is at a standstill and that things aren't progressing as you'd like. However, things will eventually turn around, and you'll experience a new beginning. Your life will only get better from here. Absolutely, there's no reason for you to feel burdened or overwhelmed by this decision. You possess the incredible ability to determine what's best for yourself. If the thought of giving this person another chance feels too heavy, or if it just doesn't sit right with you, then it's okay to let that option pass. Life has a way of bringing people into our lives who are a better fit. Individuals who match our journey and values more closely. You've added something uniquely wonderful to the relationship, something that's all your own. It's quite common for someone to return after realizing their mistake, filled with remorse and a desire to make amends. When they do, they may seem genuinely apologetic, and their feelings of regret are likely sincere. However, the decision to forgive them and perhaps reintegrate them into your life rests solely with you. Remember, you are immensely valuable, truly the gift in any interaction or relationship you grace. If this message strikes a chord with you, I'd love to hear your thoughts and experiences. Sharing how you feel can often shed light on situations for others as well. If you find these insights helpful, please consider subscribing to my channel for more heartfelt discussions and updates. Look after yourself, and remember to always honor your feelings and your worth.